Power Hour Nation. It's a pleasure to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. And a great broadcast, as usual. Catherine's done a great job. Town Crier. The Electoral College for Patriots.com is the website, the book. It's a workbook type. This is a... It's been made a complicated subject. It's really not. He's broken it down to where it's a lot simpler than I'm being heard presented on, corporate media, TV, news, educational systems. This is a very important subject, and it goes to not just this subject, but to so many of the other things, the way, constitutional protections, law, liberty has been manipulated in our country. How they've done it. I mean, this is like a textbook example of how they done it. And Robert Redfern will be here, also be here a little later. We're going to do a little bit of news, and then we're going to go right to the book and the Town Crier. Mainstream media catching on the vitamin D's impact on COVID. This is from Ricola. Have you seen corporate media? Every once in a while, you'll hear a little something about vitamin D.
Absolutely.
But they all have the attitude like, well, there's just one cure-all pill. You know, there's one cure-all.
Yeah, it's not.
You know, it's a part of a, your body is a very complicated machine. Anyway.
Mark Siegel.
Oh, your buddy from Fox?
From Fox, yeah. Vitamin E doesn't work. We just did a big study out in Long Island.
Doesn't work.
And it doesn't work. Well, yeah. It's because they got it off the shelf in Walmart.
Well, and the false, anyway, Sherry Rogers went over that in detail. You like dogs.
Yeah.
If we were in North Korea now, Kim Jong-un would be wanting your dog.
I'd be eating them.
Well, according to Kim Jong-un, and it's
that.
For the restaurants.
I know.
Shortages in North Korea. It's that hard to get some food?
Yeah.
Well, what's going on?
Same thing up in China. It's hard to, all that. I don't know if they're getting the rain, but China lost a lot of food.
You know, Australia is locked down, at least Melbourne.
Oh, it's crazy.
Do you know the next step? Have you heard the next step of what they're going to do?
No.
Drones. They're going to use drones. Have you ever seen that TV show, ladies and gentlemen? I think it was called The Colony. It was a limited run, two or three seasons. I don't know. But there were hardly any police anywhere. What there were drones everywhere. And so in Melbourne, they're going to use drones now to see if you're wearing a mask. So they can have facial recognition software in the drone, tell who you are, you're not wearing a mask. And then you get your ticket or you get, you know, or pretty soon you won't be able to go buy food from the store or what have you.
That's right.
Merkel warns spike leaves no room to ease restriction. That's a complicated way of saying that they need more restrictions. Although they're fairly close to Sweden. They're talking about the COVID.
Right.
Restrictions on the COVID. They're close to Sweden. Sweden's basically running almost back to normal.
Yeah.
This is insane. This defies logic. They get up there, bleach blonde bimbos on corporate media and keep telling you certain things. And it's like the bigger the lie, the easier it is to believe when all you got to do is look to Sweden and see the total opposite sense, common sense, science, and what's telling and what's going on.
Yeah, you don't need no masks.
They don't work. It's not that you don't need them.
Yeah.
They do not work.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, let's go even further. It's stupid.
Insane.
In fact, they hurt you. Anyway, whatever. Massive backlash forces Michigan University to back down from enforcing medical device to monitor coronavirus symptoms.
Excellent.
It's an important story.
See, this is
the debate.
That's what we have to do is stand up.
This is the debate about where they're coming, how they're going to try to push this. They're obviously pushing. I mean, if you don't think that, you're listening to the wrong show. I mean, you can go do something else, I guess, with your time. Or maybe this is the first time you've ever heard it. You're checking in. It is obvious, isn't it, that they're pushing some sort of agenda here.
Oh, absolutely. And
vaccines are at the end of it.
And they are not going to stop until we stop them. Simple.
They will not stop till they are stopped.
That is correct.
The state of Virginia, you know, the governor is
comfy.
Foghorn Leghorn is the governor. Was he the not the mayor? The governor over there talking about aborted. I mean, these are illegitimate, lying, pedophile sympathizing, murdering psychopaths.
Yep, I agree.
Allegedly.
Yep.
Why do we listen to them? David Icke was on last week. One of the greatest things he's telling people. David Icke is one of the most profound speakers on this time and this subject there is.
Yeah.
Very simply, succinctly, we will have success when we stop acquiescing. Their power is 100% derived from our acquiescence.
I agree. Yeah.
We are, what would you say? We are threading the rope of our own hanging.
Yep.
We are.
Yeah.
You want to know what the problem is, America? Go look in the mirror.
Bingo.
Anyway, getting back to this story. One of the biggest casualties of COVID has been the educational system. In the fall, when school starts, most elementary, middle, high schools, as well as colleges and universities, will continue the online learning approach. There are many factors now. That's a shock to see that Virginia and some other states are now requiring vaccinations for students to even register for school, and they are going to be at home.
Insane.
What does that got to do with anything? Why should shots be mandated if school is totally online and conducted at home? ! That's a good question.
Yeah.
This is the latest in a long line of efforts to remove the rights of parents and children. Look, they cannot listen. This is what makes me angry. And I'm trying to stay calm this morning. I didn't sleep well last night. I'm a little on edge. To remove the rights. Your rights cannot be removed from you. It's like taking your skin and whatever color your skin is and like trying to take the color off your skin. I mean, I guess you can bleach it, I guess, but you still have your skin and eventually come back. You are inseparably connected to your rights given by who? Your creator. This is the American ideal. It is the greatest concept, political concept we have ever seen. It is revolutionary beyond revolutionary. It is America. I hate that people who are patriots, and Mercola is certainly a patriot.
Yeah.
When they don't understand this, and they say, "Well, it's semantics." No, it isn't. It is not semantics. Once you know who you are, then the world changes. Your rights can never be taken by man, because they were not given by man. My grandfather told me that when I was 6 years old, and that was what they were taught in school. Your rights come from God, not man, and man can't take them away. And you know what, Danny? That was what we were taught in school. And my grandfather grew up in New Jersey.
that bastion of freedom.
Bastion of conservatism.
Yeah.
New Jersey. Okay? That was America a lifetime ago. Just about a lifetime ago. Your rights can only be violated. These are violators, and they can get, I don't care what room they came up with, and they say, this is law, and this is whatever, and it's the same thing with this, we're going to talk to Town Crier, Electoral College for Patriots. They can sit here and sit in a room and start spinning around and come up with all these ideas and concepts of manipulation. They cannot take your rights and your natural endowment and the power and the dominion and the glory of God that has been bestowed upon us in some measure. They cannot do it. Only you can give it away.
Yeah.
But it's still there as long as you're ready to take it. This is the most important idea I can ever get across to you on this show. Because as we go forward, it is not about knowing anymore, or information is everywhere. You know, obviously you got to know about a subject, but the information is everywhere. It's pretty clear that something's going on. It's going to be about your will, your conviction, and your ability to summon that divinity within you with faith and summon the miracles of our past and the God's protection and God's power. Because there's giants in the land, so to speak. And we see ourselves, we see them as giants and see ourselves as grasshoppers when in reality, it is just the opposite. We are the giants of creation and of this planet. And everything has been designed in some level in the media, the corporate media, all these things to make you feel like a grasshopper and fear and be in a shell and be manipulated and herded like cattle and turned into cattle. Why? Because we are letting ourselves be turned into cattle. It's that simple. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the fight of eternity. This is the battle of your life. This is why you're here. And you know, the other aspect of it is, you know, let's come from a Christian perspective here on this. If you want to return or glorify God or reach through to heaven, you know, Jesus descended below all things to raise above all things. Well, we with faith in God, we got to descend and then burst through also with his power. So this whole cycle that's here, it's here for us. Oh, this is terrible. This is a gift. This is your opportunity to understand and portray and project the divinity and glory of God that is within you. And times will come and the events of the day will be of such import and such pressure that only that manifestation of that divinity within you will save you, quote unquote, earthly, physically save you, deliver you. That, in some ways, is a gift. And we will manifest the glory and dominion of God, or we will fail and succumb to the New World Order.
We all have to stand up. Simple as that. Stand up, say no.
You got a couple stories, and then we'll get to our great guest. What's about the mail-in voting?
Postmaster General Louise DeJoy has agreed to the House Democrats' request to testify in front of them over the controversial postal system changes that has raised around the nation, according to two people. You know, basically, they cut the funding for the post office, and the Democrats want it back. And then the second one is, as Trump tries to sabotage mail-in voting, UPS has an idea to defend it against fraud using blockchain. The U.S. Postal Service has filed a patent for a reliable voting system that could use blockchain technology to improve the security and transparency of election results, Forbes reports on Friday.
Okay, this blockchain, the cryptocurrencies, and many people are alarmed, rightly so. The ability to control and understand and have transparent, no private transactions. It's supposed to be private, but they won't be. It'll be total opposite. I get it. There's some fantastic things about this technology that can be used. One, contracts, smart contracts, where no need for a lawyer. There's no need for judges. And the vast majority of these cases, there's no arguing. It's here's what we're writing down. Here's what we're agreeing to. And here's what's going to happen. X, Y, Z, period. End of story.
Simple.
There's the ability to make websites that are uncensorable. You're going to see this. We are looking into this. We are looking into Theta. Theta. Look at Theta. Theta.tv. Mm-hmm. And this ability to stream outside of YouTube and also stream without being censored. And websites Zilliqa.
Yeah.
To be able to have websites .crypto, .zil websites where you will not, they cannot take it down.
It's amazing.
It is beyond the reach of the ICANN authority. It is beyond the reach of government authority. This is fantastic. This is amazing.
Mm-hmm. And it is the future.
And it is also the good side of this technology. Okay, this is the good side that we, look, technology, we can use it any way we want to. So this is the good side, some of the good things of it. You're to the story, the blockchain can help. You want to be able to vote with secure voting? Blockchain technology can do it.
It can do it. Yeah, absolutely can do it. And maybe that's why Trump isn't pushing about these mail-in votes.
I don't know. Who knows? I mean, maybe I don't know. They've already wanted to give people money on the blockchain. They want the crypto. See, that makes me nervous. They want this cryptocurrency.
I know.
Tim Town Crier is patiently waited. Really, I've got to know him a little bit talking to him, and he is a patriot. He is a he spent some time in the U.S. Navy. He began to see the importance of the Constitution. He began to obviously see things like elections. and wonder what's going on. His research led him to this book. It's a very important book. It's a very important subject, even beyond just elections, because the process of how they have manipulated plain and simple truths in the law. The Electoral College for Patriots is the book, the electoralcollegeforpatriots.com. Town Crier, it is an absolute pleasure. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Oh, thank you for having me, and that's a great introduction and some interesting stories you were talking about. It kind of shows how things come full circle. Australia was started as a penal colony. So it sounds like
and now
they're
it's
coming
continuing.
Full circle. Coming right back to where they started, a penal colony. New Jersey, you were talking about New Jersey and growing up there? Isn't that the live free or die state?
Oh, that's New Hampshire or Maine? Yeah. It's New Hampshire or Maine. Which one is it?
Okay.
Is it Maine? Is New Hampshire or Maine? I think it's Maine. I think it's Maine. Live free or die. Yeah, it says that on their license plate. Live free or die. I think it's Maine. Yeah, very good. We're excited to have you back on. I think
you are...
Coming from a military background, I don't know what you want to tell people. Give us a little Reader's Digest version, who you are, why are you even here, why did you write this book, what is on your mind, Town Crier?
Well, I what got me into researching for the book was just an online argument about the National Popular Vote Compact, and I made some discoveries about Supreme Court cases that had taken place, one in 1892, McPherson v. Blacker, interestingly enough, out of the state of Michigan, where the Supreme Court said that the Constitution gives the states plenary power to decide how they appoint electors. So, I read that, and okay, there's no arguing that. That's a reasonable, logical decision. And when I read that entire decision, it listed just about every state in the union at the time and how the process those states went through in appointing their electors. And frankly, the easiest way to sum it up is that the legislatures could throw darts at a list of names until they got their number of electors, or they could draw names out of a fishbowl. They have that power to do that. But then what I found later, a later decision, 1952, and this is one that plays into what the Supreme Court recently decided, Ray v. Blair. The Democrat Party in Alabama required electors to sign a pledge that the elector would vote for their national candidate of the Democrat Party. And the elector did not want to sign that. He wasn't saying, I won't vote for your guy, but I'm not signing this pledge beforehand. What happened with the Supreme Court? Okay, so the political parties are public organizations like the Boy Scouts or the Moose Clubs, Knights of Columbus. You know, they're just organizations that people can join.
Right.
So they... As a public organization, they have a right to demand a pledge from their members. Well, what the Kagan opinion agreed with by six other justices, Thomas and Gorsuch wrote their own opinion because they disagree with the majority opinion. What the Kagan opinion says is that because of the Ray v. Blair decision, allowing for pledges, that the state with the power of law, the ability to enforce law, can enforce those pledges to non-governmental organizations. Republican Party and Democrat Party are non-governmental organizations. Well, now the pledges that people have to make to become an elector to those parties come with the force of law. And say in California, it's a 3-year felony if an American elector decided not to vote for the candidate that won the majority vote in California, they face a 3-year prison sentence.
All right, let me try to summarize real quick. We got about 2 minutes before the break. You're saying that now, because of recent decisions, this has turned into originally, like, if I'm a member of the Boy Scouts, you know, I have to basically follow whatever the Boy Scouts say. So if you're a member of the Democratic Party, Republican Party, they're a public their organization. If you want to be a member of their organization, you have to do what they say. That has gotten extended now, twisted to where government and elections, which are not a separate public organization. This is the election of, you know, a candidate in the country. This is under constitutional law. The Constitution did not form the Republican Party, basically. So now the Supreme Court is extending this to where, oh, now it's all one under the corporate umbrella of our government, and now they can dictate on the elections, and they can dictate beyond their own bounds of control, basically is what you just said.
Correct. They can enforce your pledge to a non-governmental organization. You brought up the Boy Scouts, and if you swear a pledge to the Boy Scouts and then you violated that pledge, the only thing the Boy Scouts could do would be to throw you out of the organization.
Kick you out, so right.
And so if you were a Democrat elector and you didn't want to vote for Hillary Clinton in 2016, really the only thing that they could do to you would be to throw you out of the party.
Okay, so there's the music. But so basically, if I worked at Walmart and Walmart wanted me to wear a blue shirt, now if I wore a red shirt, not only would I get kicked out of Walmart, I'd get arrested and thrown in jail. Basically.
It's correct.
All right. Stay tuned. More on this stuff. This is important, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Biotomer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X 4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
ThePowerMall.com is the website to get the great products. I've been taking this. I've never tried the CardioCom Cardio Support until now. I really like the taste of it. If you know Heart Drops, Heart Drops two flavors. If you don't like garlic, get the cinnamon. I like it. I get to where I crave the Heart Drops, but it is a kick in the pants kind of thing. This CardioCom, I think, tastes really good. Uncle Kevin thinks good's a strong word, but I like it. It's got like a spearmint flavor. I think it's really good. The kidney support, it's better than the Heart Drops. The Heart Drops is the most profound product. It has to be good if people take it like crazy and it tastes like it does. I mean, that tells you how great a product it is, because it's unbelievable what we've seen that people go through and do for people. Robert Redfern is here. All the Good Health Naturally products are going to be on sale. Vitamin D, of course, there's a big story. We'll mention that to Robert when he comes on about the vitamin D getting in corporate media, public consciousness. You have to have vitamin D if you want to fight infection. That's just simple, plain, end of story. If you do not have vitamin D, you will not fight infection. Just that simple. If you're not getting them from us or getting them here, where are you getting them? Because you have to have them. And so that and more over the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Of course, the Power Silver, we're really excited about that product. It is the best delivery system there is. You don't need very much, and the FDA doesn't want you to buy it. So what more reason do you need? And plus, you better buy it before they try to shut it down. That's the other thing. That's why we got it. We got it so quick. So think about that, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Town Crier. He's affectionately want to be called. And I love that name. It makes you think of revolutionary times. The book of the Electoral College for Patriots. And we need patriots, because if you're, and Christians of all people should be patriots in this country. This is where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. And so if you think, well, I can just live my Christian life and these don't mean anything to you, you are mistaken. You are wrong. If you're going to stand for God, then you have to stand for liberty. And if you're going to stand for liberty in the United States of America, you better stand behind the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. End of story. Period. Period. Exclamation point. That's it. If you don't like me lecturing to you, I'm sorry. If that offends you, I'm sorry. Everything is at stake. Your future is at stake, and these ideas need to be cemented in your mind. That is why I say them over and over and over again, because some bleach blonde bimbo is on TV telling you the opposite in subtle, highly researched ways. I don't have the research these people do to manipulate you. I can just tell you. That's it. So I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I love you, I care about you, and I care about this country deeply and what our founding fathers did. So, and somebody else that does is Town Crier. The Electoral College for Patriots.com is the website and the book. Very important. We were talking before the break about just explain this again, how kind of this has been manipulated in the environment for electors and what we're staring at right now.
Well, what that Kagan decision did was equate state legislatures with non-governmental organizations and a pledge that they require.
Okay, so basically, it's like what, like I said before the break, it's like if I worked at Walmart and they said you got to wear a blue shirt and I wore a red shirt, they could not only fire me, but now the government could put me in jail for not wearing the blue shirt. That's basically what you're saying.
Yes, if the state passed a law saying that you must obey Walmart's rules and say they put a 3-year felony for violating the rules of Walmart, then they could enforce a 3-year felony against you for wearing a red shirt instead of a blue shirt.
Okay, so how does this apply to the election? What have these states done? Explain this and how that's different than the Constitution for the electors.
Well, the Article 2, Section 1, that mandates that states shall appoint a number of electors has been converted because the Kagan opinion redefined, admittedly, it says right in there that it's really changing the definition of the word manor to, like, the manor for most of the states now is the popular vote winning party gets their electors seated. Well, now manor not only includes that part, but also what those electors must do with their appointment.
Okay, so the Constitution made it clear that the states were given the power. You're going to have a certain amount of electors in this national vote. You guys figure out, I don't care if you draw it out of a hat or draw straws or throw darts. You pick your electors any way you want to, and then they'll vote for the president. So that's what the Constitution did. Now, and that's the only power. Now what you're saying is the Supreme Court is trying to redefine this, that the state not only has the power to pick them, they have the power to control how they vote. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. And if you want to vote for somebody other than what the state law tells you to, they can remove you and replace you at the meeting. So, and the meeting is listed in the 12th Amendment. And originally, the electors were just supposed to vote for two people. And whoever got the most votes was president. Who came in second was the vice president. So we ended up with the Burr-Jefferson debacle where there was a tie, and that ended up going to the House of Representatives where they had to vote 36 times to settle the tie, and it was Hamilton's vote that really led to Jefferson being the president, but also probably is behind why there was a duel between him and Aaron Burr.
That's fascinating.
So this is in
what year? What that's like? What? Wait, was that 1803 or 1802? 18.
That was 1800, and 1804 they passed the 12th Amendment.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay, so getting back.
Now Kagan in the Kagan opinion, she talks about that and how she mentions Hamilton, the Broadway play, and how that led to the duel, probably led to the duel. She says that the important part of the 12th Amendment, I'm going to read the first phrase here from start to the first comma. The electors shall meet in their respective states and vote by ballot for president and vice president. Now, that's different from the original Clause 3 of Article 2, where they voted for two people. She says the important part of the 12th Amendment is that the electors have to vote for president and vice president separately. That way, there's no tie for president and no tie for vice president. But she totally skips the important part of the electors shall meet and vote by ballot. Totally blanks that out. It has nothing to do with the state legislatures telling the electors, because elector is defined in the Constitution with the 26th Amendment as any 18-year-old citizen of the United States with the right to vote, you know, if you're not a felon, and you have the right to vote, you're an elector. Now, when somebody has the right to vote, by definition, they have the right to vote for whoever they wish. And what they've done is, without saying so, they have redefined the word elector and turned them into delegates from the state. The Ooh. State is now delegating to electors what they must do, versus them being free American citizens able to cast a vote for whoever they choose.
Now they're delegates. Tell me a little bit about the Thomas and Gorsuch's dissenting vote here, or dissenting opinion. How did they look at this issue? What did they say?
Okay, Judge Thomas disagreed with the redefining of words that's in the Kagan opinion. So his excuse for agreeing with the decision but not the reasoning that the majority had. So what he said was, him and Gorsuch said that it's a 10th Amendment issue, and the 10th Amendment reserves powers not granted to the United States to the states respectively or to the people. Now, electors are people. They are not
people.
The state.
Yeah.
Well, what he said is that instead of looking at the 12th Amendment and saying, okay, electors are people, the 10th Amendment reserves powers to the states or to the people, the 12th Amendment has people. He converted the electors from being people to delegates of the state. So the states now can tell electors, and this is just according to their opinion, they didn't address the federal law. And there's some important stuff in the federal law covering the Electoral College that we'll get to shortly.
So they basically... So the same process that they've went through Americans in general, basically turning them from we the people to subservient subjects of the state, that's the same thing now
yes.
they've done with these electors, basically, is they are subservient adjuncts to the state. That's all they are.
Yes, and the original Articles of Confederation, the states sent delegates to the Congress, but those delegates had to really listen to their state legislature and how they voted on federal laws.
Okay, so...
They weren't free. They weren't autonomous delegates. They were told what to do.
Okay, so in the last election, we heard a lot about, oh, Colorado, their electors are getting together. They're going to vote for Hillary Clinton instead of Donald Trump, and it's going to turn the election, and they haven't voted yet, and all this. Explain that. Was that legal then, constitutional? What was your opinion of all that talk and that process?
Constitutionally, there were three electors in Colorado that did not want to vote for Hillary Clinton. None of them wanted Trump, but in Colorado, they were Democrat electors. So they weren't going to vote for Donald Trump. But three of them chose not to vote for Hillary Clinton. But when the first guy did, the Secretary of State rejected their vote, and they were talking about charging him with perjury because of the pledge to the non-governmental organization. So the other two people buckled and voted for Hillary. But the one, he went to federal court talking about, you know, saying, hey, the state threw me out as an elector and they shouldn't be able to do that. That went all the way up to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, and they agreed with me in the premise of my book that there is no power in the Constitution for the states to replace electors. Now, the really important part of the decision the Supreme Court made is you will not see, if you read both opinions that were rendered, about 20-some pages, you will not see any mention at all of Title III of the United States Code. And there's 21 sections that really cover it. The short title of Title III is the President. The first section says that we got to vote, the states have to appoint their electors on that first Tuesday in November. We fast forward to Section 5. When the Secretary of State certifies an election and seats, say, Democrat electors, they have to turn that list over to the president of the Senate. Now, the electors don't actually vote until Section 7 says they vote on the first Monday after the second Wednesday in December. So when those people meet and cast their ballots, their names are supposed to be on the list that was turned over in November. If a state was going to replace any of those electors, it was supposed to have been done at least 6 days prior to the meeting. What the Supreme Court has decided is that states can remove and replace electors at the meeting. So this guy in Colorado, instead of going to court and filing in federal court about what the state had done to him, if he would have still filled out a paper and had it notarized and sent in to the president of the Senate, so instead of Colorado's number of electors being 10, 11 votes would have arrived. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay, so if more, so the federal law in Section 15 of Title III says that if more ballots arrive from a state than that state was entitled to, the votes of the electors, according to Section 6 of the law, is the electors' votes that will count. So if the elector got removed, like in Colorado, had he still sent in a vote notarized saying, hey, I was a duly appointed elector, here's my vote, his vote would have counted for someone other than Hillary Clinton. The replacement elector is not on the list that the governor had to turn over in November. So that person's name would not actually be on the list of approved electors for the state of Colorado. Therefore, that replacement person's name and ballot would not count. But that is only if a senator and representative, one person from each house, objected to the replacement elector's vote. So if in this coming up election, if electors decide they don't want to vote for Joe Biden, because frankly, President Trump has like 90% approval rating in the Republican Party. Therefore, I don't think any electors would defect from him. But if Bernie supporters got appointed as electors, they could still cast ballots for Bernie Sanders, but then they would get removed and replaced by their secretaries of state. So when they get thrown out of the meeting, if they go ahead and still send in their votes, their names are the ones that's on the approved list and would be counted by the Congress.
You've just created a lot of intrigue here. Yes, this is... This is
I didn't obviously do it. I just found it.
obviously, the election looms. I mean, this is big information you just presented. The election looms. What is your sense of what we're about to see in the next 3-4 months here?
Slow motion train wreck is the best analogy I can come up with. The mail-in voting is going to delay state certifications of elections.
Now, isn't it true? Isn't it true that they only have so many days to get the mail? The vote's got to. You have so many days to get the vote counted, and that's it in some of these states. And so it doesn't.
No. Section 2 of that federal law says that if a state has chosen their manner to be an election, a popular vote, then, and that election does not get settled, they can appoint their electors on a different day. So when the court cases start and everybody's arguing and they do recounts and everything, not until the Secretary of State certifies the election does the list of electors have to be turned over. So this mail-in voting is going to cause nightmares in a bunch of states.
All right, let me ask you this then. Does Trump have the constitutional authority to decree an executive order to stop all mail-in voting because it's inherently fraudulent and there's no way to have it be accurate?
I would say that, yes, he does have the power to sign an executive order, but then that would go to court right away to say, does he or does he need? Because Congress actually has jurisdiction over the federal elections, not the state legislatures, Congress. So the rules that Congress has set, and they're not coming to any agreement on mail-in voting. So technically, mail-in voting is not federally legal. Absentee voting is, and that's different because you personally have to request and right. sign for getting a ballot and all that stuff. So there okay, is a so difference between absentee and mail-in voting.
Okay, so right now, this is very important. I think this is extremely important. Right now, by the Constitution, the Congress has authority to set the basically election process, what have you, for the president. The Congress, not the states, not whatever. States have certain, they can pick electors, but the Congress sets the parameters. Right now, correct. Mail-in voting is not legal, correct?
That is correct for the most part. When the electors go to their meeting, they have to transmit their votes via registered mail.
Okay, besides electors. Okay, all right. So besides electors, like your grandma sitting on her couch cannot legally mail in her vote unless it's an absentee ballot that she went and signed for. That's what I'm saying right now.
Correct. That is correct.
Okay, so why is all this discussion on TV, they're going back and forth on this? Why isn't somebody saying, look, this is the law, it's against the law to do this? Congress is not, the Senate's not going to agree to this. This is not going to get changed before the election. There's no way this is going to get changed before the election. There is no way it'll be legal to have mail-in voting by the election.
That is true, and the reason that it's a mess in the news media, who, by the way, doesn't have to swear an oath to the Constitution, so I don't really take their opinion too far. They don't have to. The people have been confused into believing their states control the elections because the states handle the process, the ballots. They print the ballots. They select the locations where we vote. But technically, it's my opinion that the federal ballot should be a separate piece of paper from state ballots and local issues, because the federal elections, representative, senator, president, vice president, are federal elections controlled by federal law. And the election of the president is actually controlled by the Title III laws. Those are very important for people to know, to get a
okay.
grip on this.
All right, let me rehash so people understand. The federal law ordained by the Constitution has been set to administer, or what, I don't know what word you want to use, to decide how the federal election for president shall be decided. The states, they can decide, like, if they want to, for their state senator, for their, you know, the coroner of your county or whatever, they can do that election any way they want to. What happens is they'll, when it's election every 4 years of the president, they'll put these ballots all together so it's all in one ballot, and they think suddenly they have the authority to do it any way they want to. By federal law, constitutional law, this is not made up law, this is real constitutional law, they do not. The federal presidential elections are different and have a different standard set by the Constitution and by the rule of law. Would that be accurate, what I just said?
100% accurate. And the scary thing about the decision that the Supreme Court came up with is Article 6, Section 2 and 3 binds the judges in every state, I'm assuming that includes the judges of the Supreme Court, to the Constitution and laws of the United States. But then in the election of the president, in the electoral faithless elector, as they call it, and actually the only people being faithless are the judges, they're supposed to cite the federal law. They're supposed to look at the Constitution first, then the federal law, and if there's nothing there, then they look at state law and determine whether or not the state law is constitutional. But there's already a set of the Title III laws covering the Electoral College that they ignored completely, 100%. Don't mention it whatsoever.
The Electoral the Electoral College for Patriots.com is the website and the book. I think this is important, not just for this subject. This is one of those reference things you need to have. It's not, I mean, it's easy read, and he breaks this down. Not only for election, this shows you, you want to know how in the world we got here, how the Constitution, it's only so many pages, what's the big deal, how we got from there to here. This shows you and breaks it down how a simple subject gets manipulated and chipped away and totally overturned by this, by the machinations and the power structure. Even more so than the election part of this book, I think that's the service you're doing more than that, Town Crier. I mean, you are really shining a light. How is our constitutional law manipulated and our freedoms are taken away? Or our freedoms are controlled. I think that's really the service that you're doing here with this book, even more so.
And the way they pulled it off is they put the Constitution in front of us when we're in high school, and we are not ready to handle, and especially the 2 weeks you cover it in high school, does not even scratch the surface of the logic that's in the Constitution.
Wow. Well, my grandfather, when he was a little kid, was taught your rights come from God, not man. Man can't take them away. If they don't tell you that, how can you even look at the Constitution and have any sense of what it is and the authority
of
it?
That was then, this is now.
Yes. Yeah. Stay tuned. Stay right there, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.